From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour with the fall of a key rebel stronghold in Syria. After nearly a month-long siege by Syrian government forces, the district of Baba Amr in the city of Homs is battered and largely deserted. Civilians have fled, and rebels from the so-called Free Syrian Army have withdrawn. NPR's Kelly McEvers spent the day with people who recently made it out, and she sent this report.
It's a place that was known as the Eye of the Syrian Revolution. First, when the uprising began nearly a year ago, Baba Amr saw regular daily protests. Then, after months of being shot, detained, and tortured, protesters began taking up arms. Those armed civilians were later joined by defectors from the Syrian military. The rebels called themselves the Free Syrian Army. At one point, the rebels in Baba Amr got so bold, they posted videos like this online. It shows a group calling itself the Farouk Brigade marching through the streets of Baba Amr in a kind of parade. For the people of Baba Amr, it was a glimpse of the freedom they'd been chanting for months. No longer could government forces or thugs just enter the neighborhood and arrest people at random. The Farouk Brigade was in control. But then, last month, Russia and China vetoed a UN Security Council resolution calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Apparently emboldened by this support, Assad's forces began pounding Baba Amr with tanks, mortars, and rockets. Activists inside Baba Amr set up their own media center with generator-powered satellite modems that would send out live streams like this one and allow them to post videos of broken houses and injured and dead civilians. But the activists only told one part of the story, how hundreds, perhaps more than 1,000 civilians were killed. Now that Baba Amr has fallen, a clearer picture is starting to emerge. This man was evacuated from Baba Amr to nearby northern Lebanon. He says he's been fighting with the Farouk Brigade for more than 2 months. He was hit by shrapnel from a rocket-propelled grenade as he battled government troops who were trying to enter Baba Amr a few days ago. Omar Shaker was one of the main activists at the media center in Baba Amr. He left just a few days ago, too. He admits that the story was tailored to show as much misery and as little rebel activity as possible.
I become to know how to be like a citizen journalist. And it's not about to give the news for the channel. Sometimes you have to hide some news to not for long time, but...
But you have to pick and choose, he says. A few foreign journalists did manage to sneak into Baba Amr. Two of them were killed last week when a rocket hit the media center. Two other journalists managed to escape, but several activists died getting them out. Shaker says the activists considered it their duty.
It's to those people who were helping us to show the world the truth. And we were caring about their lives more than anything.
Shaker says the Farouk Brigade's withdrawal from Baba Amr today was a tactical retreat. He says the rebels managed to evacuate some civilians, but several thousand remain, and the situation could not be more dire. Shaker says the few months of freedom that Baba Amr tasted were worth all the death and destruction that was loosed on the neighborhood.
Either we win our dignity, our freedom, or we will die trying.
Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.